covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Huber.
All right. It's Monday. I want to get quickly to the hotline. Kathy's been waiting in Portage, WKMI, her station of record down there. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Hey, I was, you know, I'm listening to all the stuff about the terrorists and everything, and it's really important, but I think Obama's using this as a distraction so that he can go out and sell us down the river with treaties for global warming.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
I'll focus on the terrorists.
Well,
he's going to sign treaties, and it'll sell all our resources right down the river.
Well, there's a, you know, I don't disagree with you. I think that's a possibility, Kathy, and I think that is an important thing. And at some point here in the next day or two, I'm going to talk about the $400 billion a year global warming industrial complex. Bill Clinton sold us down the river when it came to coal, banning coal mining in parts of America that had vast quantities, and instead allowing Indonesia to ship coal into America. And strangely enough, they donated to his campaign that year. It's weird how politics works. Our next guest, Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Speaking of the Clintons, Hillary Clinton's apparently confused a lot. I mean, that's according to Huma Abedin. I think she would know, but she warned State Department staffers that Hillary Clinton is often confused. That came out in some new emails. Chris, welcome back to the program. What do you make of it?
Great to be on with you. And don't forget that she's also busy taking a lot of naps, and she can't be disturbed. Or when she is disturbed, you have to remind her about things.
Oh, yeah. And she shows up to meetings late because she oversleeps and forgets about things. Really, this is the... Well, she obviously doesn't answer the phone at 3 in the morning. I mean, if she did, maybe Benghazi would have turned out differently.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very... these emails that we obtained, and they're from Huma Abedin. They document her sort of management of Hillary, getting her to meetings and setting up phone calls and all those sorts of things that someone in Huma Abedin's position would do. It's a glimpse. It's an insight into sort of the daily care and feeding of Hillary, right? And so it's not the end all, but it's certainly very intriguing because it shows how Hillary Clinton was dealt with, what her schedule was like, how her staff either prepared or sort of accommodated her. And I think it's a frank comment that there's probably a lot of hair pulling and screaming about in the Clinton campaign right now.
Why does the war on women crowd on the left give Hillary a pass? There's a lot of evidence out there. There's just certainly as much evidence as there is against Bill Cosby when it comes to Bill Clinton and the covering up of accusations of sexual misconduct, liaisons, possibly, you know, sexual assault in some cases that Hillary Clinton was clearly aware of, involved with, and involved with the cover-up. And it's not like it's a secret. Why does the left give a pass on this, the Clinton's war on women, if you will?
Well, you know, this is ideology trumping honesty, right? So
clearly,
this is, they have to advance the agenda and advance the goals of the party. And even if the sort of vessels or vehicles are flawed, we don't care about that because, you know, it's onward with the revolution. So they're committed to an incremental approach of accomplishing their party goals and objectives. And where the humans fail, they just see that as a shortcoming. It's a double standard, and it's been that way for decades.
Well, double standard, and I was talking here a few minutes ago, and I've touched this on this a few times. George W. Bush was said accused of saying mission accomplished, which he never said that I'm aware of. What he did is he landed on an aircraft carrier. There's a banner behind him that said mission accomplished right in Iraq. Can you imagine if George W. Bush had said, you know, the terrorists are contained on the same day that they, you know, murder and maim 500 in Paris? It's baffling to me, but here we are. Obama continues to call them the JV squad, says we have them contained. Don't overreact, people, he says in Kuala Lumpur. And meanwhile, let's get as many people from that part of the world into America as fast as possible. What are we doing?
Well, his policy and his whole outlook, he's in a bubble world, right? He's in some sort of dream state that has nothing to do with reality. What is interesting, though, is that there are people from his own party now who essentially have turned on him. I think most notably Dianne Feinstein, but there's others as well, who have pointed out that this is not a blip, this is not a whoopsie. There's a very grave danger, a very grave threat that's facing us. You can't be consumed with it, but you do have to deal with it in a forthright way. You have to call it what it is, and you have to take action. And the world is looking for us for leadership, as it has, frankly, since, you know, halfway through World War One. It's almost been 100 years now. And for us to just kind of treat it like, gee, there's been a slight uptick in street crime, you know, which is really the position that he's taken.
Well, you know, and the absurdity of that.
Violent guys with a good, you know, good social media program, or there was a quote, something similar to that, which really downplays the whole idea that they've captured ground, right? They have a caliphate in Syria.
Yeah, they
and Iraq.
Control territory, and a lot of, and the absurdity of that is here's an administration who likes to pride themselves on how smart they are and use statistics and so forth. Several recent reports show that the amount of extremist terrorist attacks in the world over the last 18 months has gone up, what, 80, 90% increase. Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all increasing. Tens of thousands of people, you know, murdered and maimed. And what, it's like, yeah, just like you said, no, it's like a mugging. It's no big deal.
Precisely. It's disconnected from reality. It's a disservice to the American public. And, you know, God forbid, a similar attack as the one in Paris, you know, occurs in Mr. Obama's backyard, whether that's D.C., Chicago, New York, or for that matter, you know, Peoria, Illinois. I mean, it doesn't matter where, just the fact that it would occur. You know, are we going to hear the same platitudes and the same sort of downplaying?
Yes.
You know, I sure hope not.
No, we are. But the good news, if there is any good news in a terrorist attack in America that most of us believe, I mean, nobody would be surprised if we woke up tomorrow and we heard about a terrorist attack, you know, in Abilene, Kansas, for God's sake. It could happen anywhere. We know it. We won't be surprised. But thankfully, Barack Obama has given us immeasurable amounts of sound bites and comments and you know, would show his completely inability to lead in a critical time. Chris, I greatly appreciate your time. And without Judicial Watch, I think we'd be in a worse place. Thank you for what Judicial Watch does, because it helps us all. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Chris Farrell, Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.